Illinois is one of the most Democrat-friendly states in the country. It's been on full display the last week and a half, when more than 24 Texas House Democrats fled here to protest a new congressional map in their home state that could broaden GOP power in Washington. President Trump wanted it, and now Democrats are scrambling. Governor J.B. Pritzker is among several in his party promising to fight. But does that mean a new map in Illinois? Alex Degman reports.
Pritzker has called Texas's plan for mid-decade redistricting a few things: cheating, illegal, and wrong. He reiterates that he ultimately wants independent commissions, not lawmakers, to be in charge of redistricting, but he also says that's not where we are right now.
When Republican states are more often gerrymandering than Democratic states are, it seems like all bets are off. We've got to consider all the options when they're trying to take democracy away.
As Pritzker revealed this week, one of those options for Illinois could be the political nuclear button.
Sure, we could redistrict. It's possible.
Texas Republicans say they stand to gain 5 seats, a total Illinois could not offset alone through redistricting. Lawmakers in 2021 drew the Illinois congressional map to heavily favor Democrats. They control 14 of the state's 17 seats. It's hard to see how even one of those GOP-tilted congressional districts can be redrawn in a way that an Illinois Democrat could win. The three Republican districts are heavily so, with two of them voting for Trump over Democrat Kamala Harris by at least 40 points. These days, Pritzker says Trump isn't following the rules and is focused only on one thing: power. Here's the governor from Sunday's Meet the Press.
And he knows he's going to lose the Congress in 2026. That's why he's going to his allies and hoping that they can save him. And we've all got to stand up against this. It's cheating. Donald Trump is a cheater. He cheats on his wives. He cheats at golf. And now he's trying to cheat the American people out of their votes.
Democrats across the country are debating whether they, too, should remap early. The ongoing spat between Texas, Illinois, and other blue states is concerning to groups like Change Illinois. They work on ballot access issues and fair maps. Ryan Tolley, their executive director, is watching a bad pattern form, and he isn't sure where another Democratic Illinois congressional seat would even come from.
You know, it's hard to say just because of how extremely partisan gerrymandered Illinois maps are.
Toni McCombe is Illinois' House Republican leader. She remembers the last remap, when a district in northern and central Illinois was made more Republican. Its neighbor was made to look like a giant capital C that stretched from Rockford to the Quad Cities to Bloomington, all in order to lean further left. She could see a scenario where Democrats try to put that GOP district back in play, possibly by looping those areas in with parts of Chicago and the suburbs. But the rural northwestern Illinois Republican thinks that would backfire and could ultimately cost Democrats a seat.
I don't think they're willing to risk that. Not in our area. This isn't Chicago. We have different values. We care about different things.
Another problem: the next election cycle has already begun. Congressional candidates started circulating nominating petitions last week for the March 2026 primary. The first day of filing is in October. If Pritzker and Illinois Democrats soon move forward with a new round of redistricting aimed at Republicans and Texas, Tolley worries about the impact of a political tit-for-tat.
This fighting fire with fire is, you know, we're just going to end up disenfranchising more and more people.
Pritzker can slam Trump as a cheater, but Tolley believes that all political gerrymandering, in Texas, here, and elsewhere, cheats voters. I'm Alex Degman.